Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen and welcome to my interviews. This is an episode in which we are talking to the winner of that episode of Tractor Fiction. We have her here in the studio. This is Miss Boo White.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. I know you're very busy.
I am. There's this little red catnip dog bear thing over here that I want to go and kick. So that's not... Let's keep this short.
Okay, no problem. Let's talk about your victory over Scape in that debate. How did that feel?
Well, you know, I mean, it was fantastic, but it was just more of the usual, because I'm always kicking his butt here at home. So it's just, you know, I'm brewing his Scape, and I kick his butt. It's just normal.
Well, what was it about that tract exactly that made you feel that it was false? I mean, I agree with you, because it was false. But what was it that convinced you?
Because it was wrong, because it implied that sometimes you shouldn't kick butt, and you should always kick butt.
Sometimes you just lay around, though.
Yeah, but I'm always potentially ready to kick butt.
So, like, if you're lying there and Scape comes up and he, you know, does a little swat at you.
Then I swat him back.
Okay. Now, he alleged that you don't have to be tough all the time because you get fed. Now, you get fed, though, don't you?
Yes.
So you don't need to be tough to get that food. You just get it.
But that's not why you have to be tough to get the food. I mean, back when I was out on the street, you know, I'd have to be tough if I wanted to eat something big. But, you know, you could always eat moths or something, and you don't always have to be tough for that. No. It's just so that you can keep your domain as yours and not let other cats think they own the place.
Well, do a lot of cats try to get into your apartment? Or?
No, I'm too tough. Why would they even try? They know better than that.
So that's why cats don't come in, is because of you.
Yeah.
Does Scape not have anything to do with it? Doesn't he keep other cats out?
Well, apparently not. I mean, I'm here.
That's a good point. That's a good point. All right. Well, let me ask you some more about this Sasquatch guy. Why are you growling at Sasquatch? What's wrong with Sasquatch?
Because Sasquatch is a figment of Scape's imagination.
He was on Tractor Fiction. He was there.
That was just a dude in a suit. Just a gorilla suit.
Well, he's implying that was Sasquatch, though.
No.
And what's the difference between a guy in a gorilla suit and Sasquatch in a gorilla suit? How can you tell the difference, really?
What? Sasquatch wouldn't have to wear a gorilla suit because he's actually very gorilla-like.
But that guy was in a gorilla suit.
Look, Scape is crazy. That's all. He thinks he leaves the house. He thinks he has adventures. He thinks he fights demons and stuff. It's great.
So there's no demons, is what you're saying?
No. There's just a lot of sleeping and kicking the nip and, you know, eating and sleeping some more.
I'm skeptical. I gotta say, I'm skeptical of that.
You're skeptical that I spend a lot of time eating and sleeping?
I'm skeptical that there's no demons because he talks about them a lot. So
that somehow the amount that he talks about them lends veracity to his claim?
Yeah, it gives it credence, yeah.
Whatever you say, Uncle Frank, whatever you say.
All I'm saying is, look, if there's a guy in a gorilla suit and he says he's Sasquatch and Scape says he's Sasquatch, that's two people who've said he's Sasquatch. Whether he needs the suit or not, he was clearly in it. So all I'm saying is that was probably Sasquatch in a gorilla suit.
You're a very trusting guy, Frank.
Two people verified it. Two. Independent.
Two crazy people.
How many people said he wasn't Sasquatch?
I say he's not Sasquatch.
So that's one, is what I'm saying. Exactly. 2-1. I mean, you were right about this Bad Bob thing, but the Sasquatch thing you don't seem to be right about.
Look, this Sasquatch thing is obviously just a big trick so that Scape doesn't have to go to the vet because he's a big giant baby about going to the vet. And he was just, I don't know, giving this guy moist food to say he was Sasquatch to sound like he really doesn't have to go to the vet.
Well, I've recently discovered that people don't really like getting moist food. They don't really, so moist food's not actually that good of a payment. Thing.
What are you talking about? Moist food is the best.
Well, I mean, again, cats love moist food, but apparently people aren't so into it. So I doubt that Scape could have been giving him moist food, because why would a guy want moist food, right?
No, moist food is great. I think everyone would love moist food.
That's what you'd think, but it's apparently not so.
Do you love moist food, Frank?
No, not really, no.
Can I have yours?
I don't really, I mean, I don't have any myself. It's at the store. I could buy some.
Well, Frank, buy me some moist food.
Well, okay. I mean, it costs money.
I don't really understand money.
All right, I'll give you some more.
Yay! None for Scape, though.
Well, I gotta share it with Scape.
Well, all right, but don't let him eat my poison, because he's always eating my poison of moist food.
That's a good, no, why don't you kick his butt? If you can kick his butt all the time, why don't you stop him from taking your moist food?
Oh, well, It's complicated, Frank. I mean, one thing is that, you know, I have a pattern. I like to eat my food, and then I like to clean myself, and then I like to go back and eat the rest of the food. So it's like eat, clean, eat, sleep, you know? But Skip comes in the middle when I'm cleaning myself and eats the rest of my food. But I'm still cleaning myself, and it's very important I do that. Secondly, I sort of feel sorry for the guy. So I just let him sometimes eat some of the extra food. Because, you know, he's so little. He needs to beef up. He needs to get some meat on his bones.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess that second answer kind of answers it. Because the first one, I was just going to say, it's been years. So you could learn the new pattern by now, that he's going to steal your food every time.
Yeah, I sort of figured that out. But, you know, he seems to kind of need it, you know? He's sort of special need.
The special need being more moist food.
Well, that's one of them, I guess, yeah.
Now, I have another question. Why is it that even though we're in your house recording the podcast most of the time, you don't appear on the show?
I don't know. I'm just not really interested in it. I'm shy, you know? When you guys are all bustling into the living room, I mean, I don't like to be around lots and lots of people. I mean, I'm already doing this interview because, you know, you got rid of everybody else, and it's just...
And it was very brave of you to come on Tractor Fiction when there was a lot of people around.
Yeah, but it wasn't a great experience, and so I didn't do it anymore.
But you won. How was it not a good experience?
But it was a lot of people. I mean, I sounded really, you know, I was laughing, but it was very nervous. It was nerve-wracking. My nerves were jangled. I had to sleep so much to get over it.
All right, well, thank you again very much for coming out to do this interview. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm going to jump up on your lap now, okay?
No, I have stuff to do.
No, here, I'm just going to hold on to your leg.
Ow, that hurts.
No, you're in a bad position. Okay, over here on your leg.
Ow, that really hurts. Stop with the claws.
Wait, that's how I get a good grip.
Oh, it hurts.
All right. Go over here with the neighbors. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you for the interview. That was Boo White, and I appreciate you being here. And that was a Frank Allen interview. See you next time, folks.